Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yesterday, we talked about the other two locals, Kansas State and Missouri. Kansas State had a rough one against Texas Tech where they kind of blew the thing late. Missouri had one of their biggest wins in the last 5 years in their program, certainly. They've had two of their biggest wins of their last 5 years in their program, beating Kansas earlier in the year since that rivalry's back, and then beating a top five Florida team on the road. Look, the obvious question coming out of this game, and I'll just tell you right now, if you want me to like break down screen rotations, you can go listen to a more boring show. It exists. What I am going to ask you about this is the obvious thing, which is Bill Self not built for the modern NIL era? Because his team that he, you know, handpicked, just like everyone does, in the NIL market, Hunter Dickinson, AJ Store, Zeke Mayo, it's not fitting. All the pieces don't connect in a way that we can all see where it is not, maybe it will gel later, but it isn't gelling now. And he's lost in the second round 2 years in a row. I will point out quickly, he did win the national championship 3 years ago, but he's lost in the second round three of the last 4 years. It'd be 4-5 if he lost that early again. Something is just off. Like, none of it feels cohesive. And I feel like it's this, like, having to pluck players and then choosing them to be a team is not Bill Self's strength.
So, I didn't think they were winning last night anyway, so that was not like some jarring defeat.
No.
I did not think they were going to Hilton Coliseum and winning. I think Iowa State has potentially be a Final Four team. They're a top five team in the country. But some of what you were saying, there's no doubt that the NIL era has played a role. However, I think it's a bit of a reach, and I know you weren't saying that because you referenced it, which is that, oh my God, he just can't win in this era. He did win a national title when NIL existed. So I just want to be
baby phases of NIL,
but it existed. And that was not, this wasn't 8 years ago. This was three years, not even three. In March, it'll be 3 years. End of March, it'll be 3 years. So I think it's a little to be like, oh my gosh, he just can't do it. But what I think has happened is they've, through the portal, gotten the top guys. Like, Hunter Dickinson at one point was the top guy in the portal.
AJ Store is one of the 15 best players in the portal.
AJ Store was one of the top guys. So it's not like they haven't successfully gotten players through the portal. It is piecing it together, either choosing the right guy or not letting them have the skill set or utilize their skill set the correct way and who should get more minutes and all that. They went out and completely retooled the roster in the portal because last year the group he put together struggled. And as you said, they had an early exit from the tournament. And then so far this year, they really haven't played many of the portal guys. Now, AJ Store, I don't think he needs to play more. I don't think he's very good
right now. You think he needs to play less.
But there's guys like Ryland Griffin and others that I think should be playing more. Let's be real. Hunter Dickinson, KJ Adams, DeJuan Harris, that group, not getting it done. And I think he's reluctant to make the switch. The only saving grace that I feel exists for them is I actually think they have some of the players on the team that can still help them. Last year, they didn't have anybody, and yet they're not playing everybody they should. I'll be curious to see what Self does. He's very loyal to the core group, and I get that.
Typically he is,
but yeah. They're obviously judged at a different standard because they could be that's how they're Kansas, right? So they can be a four seed, and it's like, oh my gosh.
That's a down year.
They can be a four seed. It's like, what the hell are they doing? What is going on? Missouri can be a seven seed. Like, wow, amazing year. That's just the reality of where these programs are at.
That's what it's like to be a blue blood, and we're allowed to judge you based on that standard.
I'm done with Hunter Dickinson, though. I'll tell you that. I said that a couple weeks ago.
They shouldn't have brought him back.
Oh, man.
I stand by my comp yesterday, but also, like,
your comp was a good one, actually.
A bookshelf with arms and legs.
I think it was.
He moves like a rectangle with no rotation.
In fairness.
But it's like, go ahead.
To back Hunter Dickinson, if he's not playing, the Kansas loses to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think he had 19 points in that game.
Sure. I mean, look, he's still capable of having an occasional game.
For him to be the guy, it's weird because, and not that Kansas doesn't have, I don't know if you would categorize this goal, but I know that Hunter Dickinson is probably that person, but, and maybe it's Zeke Mayo, but it doesn't feel like Kansas has like a big time stud, like a big time player that everybody should be paying attention to. And may, I don't know if that's what helps get Bill Self.
His best teams are guys he's had for multiple years and developed.
That's interesting thing about NIL.
That's where his best teams have been. Like something like there's the low hanging fruit. If you're a K-State or Missouri fan,
now that everyone can pay players.
Now that it's not it's illegal or whatever. Like okay, that's fine. Low hanging fruit, rivalry stuff. But again, I'll point out the fact is they won in 2022 and NIL existed. What I think is a real conversation, if we're being serious and not just doing stupid rivalry stuff, is what you just said, which is there's a difference when he has guys that have been on the team for multiple years and can build it out and they're starting five. He thought he could blend the two this year and it has not worked out to what their standard is in Lawrence.
Let me ask a regular question with this, because NIL exists and people have to operate inside that system. If you're Kansas, you could just take all these players like you do, recruit them, their top picks, and you could develop them like a normal Bill Self team and just pay them to stay forever. Can you not do that? Is NIL too prevalent that you can't convince these kids to stay even though you're Kansas and have the check? Because I'd be tempted by that.
Them. You would think because Kansas is the bigger brand name, they've got the history, they got one of the best coaches in the sport, in the history of the sport. You would think that Bill Self would be able to find the, and I don't know if it's a booster thing, I don't know if it's the collective thing, I don't know how much money they're Kansas getting
the top. That's what's weird. They're getting the top transfer talent. This is not a, hey, they're swinging and missing in terms
He's
of.
He's just not choosing transfer talent. Yeah.
Well, that, but I also think, Cody, to your point, though, what you said, and I think Ohio State did a really good job of this in football, they paid guys to not leave. It's not a matter. Bill Self doesn't have to necessarily go and get A.J. Storr. It's recruit the guys who might want to leave, but you convince them, we have the money so you do not leave, and I can build my team the way that I traditionally have. And that's from the bottom. I mean, DeJuan Harris, KJ Adams,
and he kept those guys.
Those two guys are on the team still, and they're that core of Harris, Adams, and Dickinson have been let's call it been bad here recently. They've been bad, and that's an interesting. But it's not as if they're not getting. Oh my gosh, they can't get anybody to come to their school through the transfer portal now that it's level for everybody. No, like, as we said, the guys, Hunter Dickinson was the number one portal guy a couple years ago, but he has not been what they believed he could be in their system. And he's a liability defensively. We already know why he's out of the NBA. It's why he came back to college. Go ahead.
Somebody brought up Christian Brown, who now is in the NBA. Yeah. It's like him and then even Grady Dick, they missed both of those guys in terms of like what they brought to the table. For those teams.
Those are NBA players. So just
someone said nobody transferred from last year's team. That's not true. Like Timberlake, remember, they brought him in last year. He was a bust in their system, and he already transferred out. But that makes you wonder, like, hey, was that on Timberlake, or was that, once again, just like, for whatever reasons, getting these guys to fit in his system and develop through that has not panned out. We'll see. I will also caution everybody. It's January 16th. We've been down this road before. We're like, oh, they don't have it, and all of a sudden it's March, and like, here they go. So we'll just see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, it's disappointing. I'm not surprised they lost last night.